Hello, good evening. This is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
How long is it going to take?
Probably 7 minutes, 10 at the most.
Oh, right. That's
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just need to get it going.
Okay. What is the year of your birth? That's the first question. Only the year.
Well, I just answered all this online. You guys sent me a research survey.
It is. That's just part of the survey. Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Some college.
Okay.
No degree.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes, Hispanic.
Okay, is that Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, Central American, Puerto Rican? Okay, thank you. Is your main race white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, or Latino?
Latino with black and Italian.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
Yes. No, I'm registered. I can't complain if I don't register.
Okay. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
At this point, I'm very unsatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of the life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Extremely poor.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Public school funding, crime and public safety, health care, public transportation, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, homelessness, jobs and the economy, the cost of housing and rent, corruption in the city government, city services like trash pickup, gun violence, inflation, and cost of living.
The corruption in the government, the cost of living, and gun violence.
Okay, thank you. Now, we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people or some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or favorable, which means neutral. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know, you never heard of the people or person or groups of persons, please indicate so. Governor Josh Shapiro, 0 to 10.
4.
Thank you. The Philadelphia City Council.
3.
Thank you. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
0.
Thank you. The Philadelphia Department of Streets.
About a 5.
5, okay. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
I'm going to give her about a 7 because she inherited a mess.
Okay. Your local police officers?
A 0. They're the nastiest people that's out of Philadelphia.
Okay. The Philadelphia Police Department?
0.
Thank you. The council member, Kenyatta Johnson?
3.
Thank you. SEPTA?
2.
Thank you. Police Commissioner Kevin Beetle?
1.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I give her about a 7 to start out. I mean, she just got in there. She inherited a mess. I got to see how she's going to do. She seems like she's kind of attentive.
Okay, so you somewhat approve?
Yeah, somewhat approve.
Okay. Do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government.
Totally disagree.
Okay. Thank you. Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue, 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 and 10. The condition of roads and infrastructure, 0 to 10.
2.
Thank you. The quality of education in public schools.
2.
Thank you. The cost of rent.
1.
Thank you. The conditions of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
About a 5.
5, okay. Access to affordable housing?
0.
Okay. Public safety?
1.
Thank you. The availability of good paying jobs?
3.
Thank you. Access to public transportation?
About an 8.
Okay. Thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
About the same as last year.
Thank you. Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point
falling
where you
behind.
Can really get ahead? Falling behind, okay.
Falling behind.
Below is a list of goods and services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods and services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Gas, personal care, public transportation, recreation and entertainment, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, child care, paying down debt, health care, including prescription drugs, education, rent, and groceries.
Rent. Grocery, mm-hmm. and utility bills.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not at all concerned, not that concerned?
Very.
What concerned or very? Okay, very.
Very concerned.
Okay, how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Will you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
Every day.
Thank you. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount of money, too little or too much, on the police department?
Too little.
Thank you. Here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the street.
I strongly disagree. That's not going to help.
Okay, not at all safer. It doesn't make you feel not at all safer.
No.
Okay. Close the open air drug market in Kensington.
Yes, I think that's a necessity.
Much safer or somewhat safer?
Somewhat. Thank you.
Okay. Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Oh, I feel somewhat safer.
Okay. Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Oh, I feel much safer.
Okay, aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on the city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Somewhat safer.
Okay, thank you. Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
A little safer. Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
Next. In a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently in a small sentence?
Well, from my understanding, she has inherited a mess, and I think she may have the integrity to turn some things around. She seems strong-willed.
Thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose our first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three items. Reduce juvenile crime, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, foster small businesses and local jobs, tackle the opioid crisis, improve the city infrastructure, get guns off the streets, hire more police officers, invest in community development.
I think the potholes, I don't think that the police are going to help because they're the nastiest, the baddest NYPD. Nevertheless, okay. I think, what was the other few choices?
Tackle the opioid crisis, improve
yes.
the... Okay.
And the potholes.
Okay. Here's the list of specific policies that could be included in Major Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. 10 means that you strongly support, 5 means that you neither support nor oppose, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
3.
Thank you. Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
I would say 2 because they're not saying what they're going to do with them after the treatment.
Okay. Add 15 911 dispatcher for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
10.
Thank you. Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
10.
Thank you. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
4.
Thank you. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations and neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
10.
Thank you. Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
2.
Thank
I don't
you.
See how you can clean up commercial properties and not clean up the inner city where we live. That
Thank
don't make
you.
Sense.
Okay, thank you. Invest $119 million in new funding for our city public schools.
About a 2.
All right, thank you. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
A 7.
7, okay, thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending from home work?
Oh, I support. Support.
Strongly.
Get them back.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay.
Get them back to the office.
Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from recent opiate. Strongly agree. Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. How often do you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Every day.
Every day, okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider to be strong or not a strong Republican?
I'm a strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, do you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Do you currently own, rent, live with a family member, friend, or something else? Thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Are you heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
I'm straight as they come.
Okay. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
I'm all male.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
married.
Or widow? Married.
Married.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I'm a Trumpster.
Okay. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Local news station, Facebook, CNN, YouTube, NPR, New York Times, TikTok, Philadelphia Inquirer, Washington Post, Fox News, X or Twitter, Philadelphia Daily News, Power 99.
Philadelphia Daily News, Fox News, and the Washington Post.
Okay, Washington Post. Okay, thank you. Last year, that was back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Less than 25, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54.
35 to 44.
Okay. Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.